This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 295NUT for a $295.com or transfer. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 194.
Shit. 194.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith, and my show, by my fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Are you running the line?
I'm running. I'm excited. It's our show, first show back from a week off, and it's Game of Thrones night.
Fucking shit. Right. How many characters are going to die tonight?
I don't know. I'm not checking Facebook until after I've watched the show, because I don't
Hey, spoiler alert, everybody dies.
Eventually.
It's a red wedding.
Apparently there's a black wedding or something coming up, yellow wedding.
Sounds racist.
I don't know, there's some... Hey, it could be. What are you drinking there, by the way?
Oh, this is Bulletproof Coffee. It's fucking delicious. Don't mind me.
Okay. Bulletproof Coffee. Did you put some vodka in that?
No, not yet. It's okay. So sweet. Hey, speaking of which, you can get $5 off at 20 with code MMANUTS.
Oh, that's right.
At that link.
We have a new sponsor. Bulletproof Coffee, which is delicious, by the way. I was surprised. I didn't expect it to taste so fresh, and I thought it was a lot of hype and bullshit, but it's actually pretty good coffee. So you made it with a French press, correct?
Oh yeah. That's new for 2014 for the Griffith household.
French press?
Yes.
Yeah, those are nice. I have one. Not as big as yours. It's a little smaller. Ba-dum-bum.
I'm just going to let you go with that. I'm fucking saying nothing. Yeah. It's all good.
But yeah, MMA Nuts, bulletproofcoffee.com. 5 off 20?
All right. UpgradeSelf.com/MMA Nuts. 5 off 20.
Okay. Nice.
Started.
Got it.
So what else is happening?
I don't know.
You're like the traveling man. You're finally
I've
back in
over.
Town.
I went to Michigan. I went to Vegas. I'm all over the place. I had fun in both places. Life is good. I'm back now. I'm headed up for vacation to a water park this week. Should be interesting. It's our first family trip to an indoor water park.
Nice.
I don't know how it's going to go. We'll see.
Those are fun.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it. I'll check the place out. Looks like they got a lot of interesting things to do. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Michigan, Vegas, Wisconsin. I'm all over the place. I'm everywhere. So,
all good.
Yeah. What about yourself? What'd you do on your week off?
What week off? I don't know. Every day feels the same to me. Okay. I don't even know what day of the week it is.
Today's Sunday, sir.
Thank you. Is that a bad thing when I don't know what day of the week it is?
Not necessarily.
I treat every day the same.
Okay.
Which is weird. But it works out.
Like Groundhog Day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice.
All right. You ready for some
news? Do you have any news for us, sir?
Oh, my God. Where to start? We got to start with the one that I'm probably the most fired up about.
Okay.
So, Metamoris has their
here we go.
Third said tournament where it's a submission-only jiu-jitsu match. Is every match 20 minutes?
I believe so. I believe so.
And so we have, let's just start with the facts. So we have Eddie Bravo versus Hoyler Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rematch from, I think, 2003, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody, a majority, I don't know if it's a majority, but let's just say a good number of people thought that Eddie Bravo submitting Hoyler was a fluke.
Even Eddie Bravo, I think, felt that for some time.
Because I think he was a brown belt at the time.
Correct.
And submitted him.
Yes.
And then in the finals, lost in points or something like that.
Yep.
So finally, they do this rematch. And myself, I'm no jiu-jitsu expert, but I've been watching shit a long enough time to be able to tell you who won and who lost.
Mm-hmm.
And in the submission-only tournament, this match ends in the draw. But Eddie Bravo clearly dominated the whole fucking match and had Hoyler in numerous submission holds. And even at the end of the match, I don't know, what do you have him in, a vaporizer? Or
I don't know the name.
Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it, the vaporizer.
But,
yes.
It was pretty clear who won that match. And the coolest thing was, if you had a chance to watch the Joe Rogan podcast with Eddie Bravo on it,
mm-hmm.
but the two of them watched the match, and Eddie's commentating of what he was thinking and the shit he's talking to Hoyler during the match of like, hey, you can't get out. You're stuck, bitch. And yeah. That's why you see Hoyler throwing up his hands sometimes and people are going, what's wrong with him? Because he couldn't do anything. And even the times where Hoyler reversed Eddie. That was just Eddie giving him up a little something so that he could establish a better position for himself. It wasn't Hoyler reversing him. It was Eddie letting him do what he wanted.
Right.
Because he was trying to get into a better position. So, mm-hmm. Facts stated.
Yes.
And then you look at the aftermath, which is pretty fucking gross. When you look at, there's three things. First off is Hoist Gracie. Eddie Bravo was obviously busted his ass, did a great performance. And he's outside throwing up because he gave everything he had.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hoist has to approach him, confront him, try to goad him into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think Jean-Jacques Machado had to separate the two. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
then later on, Hoist is even talking more shit mm-hmm. about how he wants to fight Eddie Bravo. Not in a jiu-jitsu match, but an MMA match.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Do you have no confidence in your jiu-jitsu game? I don't understand that.
He said he wanted to hit him if he was going to fight him, so or something.
Okay.
Because Eddie's never fought right, MMA before.
No.
Ever.
So, yeah. Let's go where I have the best advantage.
Of course.
Not where... Your game is jiu-jitsu. If you're gonna challenge him, throw it down that way.
Yep.
That's how I see it. And then the Gracie magazine coverage of this event, where every picture they show, it's pretty much Hoyler in a favorable position, and nowhere do they show Eddie in a favorable position.
Right.
And pretty much all I think it was that site too, where they said it was a closely tested match, and you know, a draw was the right outcome.
Yeah.
What? How?
Something's going on with Gracie Mag, because they're doing this weird shit too. Like, in the I don't know, did you see all the turmoil with the Chicago Open last
Mm-mm.
weekend? Like, they put a big article out that said, like, Gracie Baja dominates the Chicago Open or whatever, and Caprito's, like, posting shit immediately after. He's like, what are you guys talking about? Like, they won the Gimi, won Nogi in overall points. Braza still won. Like, they never mentioned anything. Like, somehow they're very biased towards, like, some weird Gracie... There's some Gracie bias in the Gracie Mag. Go figure. Who knew?
But... just fucked up.
Like, it is fucked
up. If you're gonna call yourself a news organization, you're gonna represent the sport.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be unbiased. Fucking slant it that way. And even to add the third layer onto this shit sandwich, look at the Gracie breakdown with fucking Henner and Huron.
I didn't see that one.
Again, oh, close match, and they showed some of the positions, but. They didn't show that. I don't know if it was a fucking neck crank or what he had him in, where there's one where you could see, like, he's getting fucking torqued. No mention of that. And again, it's this Gracie filter where...
They're better than everybody else?
Well, I'm starting to think they're like fucking Jedis, where they're trying to use the Jedi mind trick on everybody, like... no Gracie ever lost ever. We are much better than everybody. And
yeah.
They're trying to get you all to buy into that shit. I mean, you give them a respect for bringing it over here, their brand, you know, whatever. But you don't have to tarnish, I guess, the legacy at this point. And that's what I feel is happening here. Report it unbiased if you're going to report it.
Yep.
Or don't fucking cover it at all.
It's unfortunate. You know, they seem to be sore losers in multiple avenues. And of course, I was a big fan of the Gracie jiu-jitsu thing, and I always thought that Eddie maybe did get lucky, whatever, but the way he handled himself
mm-hmm.
in this last few weeks, I feel like he's kind of redeemed that, and I've become more of a fan of his, because it seems like he's a down-to-earth guy, and it's like, dude, the guy won, big deal, it's a jiu-jitsu match,
right?
So what? It's I mean,
they act like it's the end of the world. They've never lost, Ingo, ever.
He used your style to beat you, in a sense, because he built his jiu-jitsu off of Gracie jiu-jitsu,
mm-hmm.
because everyone did, in some way or respect. And at the same time, it's like, jiu-jitsu is all about losing constantly. You're always getting tapped. You're always getting... Now, granted, it happens in the gym,
yeah.
but... So what? It happens on a public stage. I don't know. It just seems like real poor sportsmanship,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not liking the whole trend I'm seeing of like the Gracies are delusional. It seems.
Yeah, maybe they need to smoke some
close
weed.
To the head.
Maybe that'll take their jiu-jitsu game to the next
there
level. And go.
Was Eddie high when he fought?
He might have been. He might have. I'm just saying.
You think so?
I don't know. No, he said he wasn't.
Was he on the roids?
Yeah, I think he was on the juice. There is no drug test.
Dude, what about Dean Lister? Did you see that match?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, is he huge?
Really?
I don't know. He's like, I don't know what happened to that guy. He's huge. He's swole. He's on the good stuff.
I heard he has no neck now.
No, dude. He used to have no neck, and now he has just head and shoulder. The neck is gone. It's just one big.
He's like a linebacker.
You can't choke that guy. So sweet. It's impossible. Anyways, whatever. Cool. I'm excited. Metamorphosis 4 should be good. I hope they keep building on this and putting on better and better matches. Caprito said he might be on. He was supposed to be on 3. He may be on 4, ooh, like him versus somebody.
Nogi then? Is that all Nogi?
Yeah, yeah.
So, interesting.
I like it. I like it. It's pretty cool.
Still saying we should have the weed versus no weed.
They could do it.
Fucking jiu-jitsu tournament.
I might actually pay for it this time. I only watched the replay on YouTube or whatever. So I think they're doing all right as far as subscriber-wise. A lot of people watch this live.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of... I mean, this was a match how many years? 11 years in the making?
Yes.
The main event?
Yes, sir.
You know, for myself, I'm not the jiu-jitsu guy, but I watched it and I was entertained. And I got to throw some props because I give Kenny Florian so much shit for his UFC commentating. I thought he did a great job at Metamorphosis. I think he should be a permanent Metamorphosis fixture.
Get him away from the UFC.
I'm just saying. Okay. He did really well. I want to give people props when they do well and tell them.
Was he because he was
shit.
Yelling in the mic again?
I don't know. The thing is, I didn't notice him.
Okay.
And if I don't notice him.
That's good.
It's a good thing because he blended into the overall theme. So,
okay.
Kudos to him.
He's a jiu-jitsu wizard.
Even though they kept trying to throw him in that little screen on the corner, I'm like, please. He's trying to show a
him
wrist
his
grab.
Big hair.
Yeah, something here. Like, please. Just let me see the match. Keep talking, but quit putting them in.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it was good for the
I
one
agree.
Fight I saw.
I agree.
Moving right along. Dan Henderson versus Daniel Cormier announced, mm-hmm. and winner gets a title shot.
Chicken dinner.
Yeah. Winner, ribeye steak dinner. What do you think about this match? Title shot worthy for the winner?
You know, I think Henderson wants John Jones real bad, but I don't know if he'll ever get there. This is a weird matchup for me because both guys are kind of, I don't know. I feel like Cormier should get a guy that's more in the running for a title versus Dan is still like, I think not quite there given his track record of, you know, he didn't exactly have a spectacular showing against Shogun.
No, he got his ass kicked for 2 rounds and then he's like, hey, look what I got. I forgot I got this fucker.
Yeah.
Done.
So, I mean, the one thing that I'll say is that I think Cormier has good boxing, but Dan doesn't have too much worry as far as getting KO'd in this one. So it's interesting. I don't know. Could happen. I mean, Cormier could just ride it out the whole 5 rounds. Who knows? But
And Henderson post-TRT, his body's not going to have a chance to recover. What is this, 3 months? Is testosterone levels going to be about 3 at this time?
3.
That's safe.
Okay. He's only said he's going to stop juicing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, now he's not going to be tested. Hey, speaking of testing, why is John Jones throwing his gamut into this drug testing atmosphere?
I don't know.
Or he offered himself up to get tested. And I forgot what state that his fight with Teixeira is going down, but he just had a blood test. He wants to prove...
Maryland or something? Is it Maryland?
Yeah, I think that's... Or Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
One of those M states.
Something with an M.
Yes, a. East Coast.
Who knows?
I don't know.
With those chicken legs, how can he be on steroids?
He could totally be on. But what is it with these champions that have this need to prove something? I don't understand it.
Well, I wonder if it's a matter of test me, test me, test me. I'm clean right now.
And then go super dose?
Yeah. Could be. I don't know. I mean, what do I know? I'm just saying. He looks pretty big, except for his legs. Still skinny.
They're all juicing.
Could be.
They're all juicing. I give you my face palm of the week as we move right along.
That kind
of
thing? Okay.
That was a good one. That's good percussion.
Okay.
Nice. The Lingerie Fighting Championship. What I saw this posted. I thought it was an April Fool's joke. Apparently this shit is real.
Nope.
And I have to read. I went to their web. There is a website, and they have all these videos, and it looks totally legit. They have 50,000 likes on Facebook. That is not real with 100 people talking about it. Totally bought. But anyway, so you go to their website and here's how they describe it. LFC, Lingerie Fighting Championships, is MMA like you've never seen it before. Some of the sexiest women in the world fight MMA dressed only in lingerie. Fights will be available on cable systems everywhere in April. Lingerie Fighting Championships was founded by Roddy Taylor after seeing two ring girls get into a fight after an MMA event and realizing the audience was more interested in that fight than any of the real fight. She runs the league with an iron fist and recruits only the hottest to fight for her.
Oh, it's a female running this thing.
Yeah.
That's weird. I thought it'd be a dude.
Oh, it's going down in 4 days, too.
Oh, is it? Yeah, do you have apparently. To pay for it?
Yeah. But did you see, like, as I'm putting this fucking footage up, these ladies,
look it up right now.
They're somewhat good looking. They can't even throw a fucking simple punch. Wouldn't you think as you're going to put together the fake fights, could you at least throw a good fake punch?
I think it's a money grab. Looking at the...
Yeah. But... Isn't there like a lingerie football league, but they actually play football? Like they actually hit each other?
Yes.
Why can't they do that here?
I don't know.
It seems like you're tainting the sport here.
Tainting?
Like you're tainting. You're literally tainting the sport.
Okay. I don't know. Everybody's trying to get on board with this MMA thing, so it looks like a money grab to me. It's like a big time, like, let's try to cash in and see what happens. But lingerie, you know, sex sells, right?
Yeah.
Violence sells.
Yeah.
It's like a good combo. So wait, UFC new uniforms, lingerie. There you go. Violence and sex.
See where we're going here. I like what you've done here. What else is going on in the world? What was it, Vinny?
Magalish?
Yes, thank you. I don't fucking see his last name. It saved my life. It, why did he post a copy of his UFC contract?
I saw the headline, but I didn't look at it. I don't know. Was it good or bad?
And I don't know if you've obviously burned a bridge. You're never going back to UFC. I think he's just completely like accepted that. But I think he posted it, and I want to say he was on a 22 to show and a 22 to win.
100 or 1,000?
1,000.
Okay, not bad.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And because I think there was some issue with him and the World Series of Fighting. There's all this blah, blah, fucking verbal diarrhea at each other, and Josh Berkman in there verbal diarrheaing it up too. And he was supposed to compete at the Metamoris, right? But he got a staph infection.
Yes.
And they showed a picture. It's fucking gross. It's
nasty.
I had one, and it's fucking disgusting. I had a hole about the size of a 50-cent piece in my abdomen. Yeah. And no bullshit. And it was probably a good inch deep. I would have took a picture, but it was the grossest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Thank you for not sharing.
And I wouldn't do it. So I just don't understand why. I think the point is don't ever burn a bridge. That's what I was taught, and that shit will come back to bite you in the ass 9 times out of 10. So
true, I agree.
Good luck on that one. Moving right along. Chris Cyborg loses in Muay Thai.
Yeah, but, you know, the chick she was fighting was like 40-0 or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And Cyborg walked right into, like, a push kick to the face for the first round. But fought through it, and I'll tell you what, Cyborg, still hot.
He's going to say that till he meets her, and you're like, I'm so embarrassed. It's like a guilty pleasure.
I'm just saying, I think the steroids may have altered her features a little bit. If you look at a young Cyborg and some of these maybe Photoshop pictures, I don't know. I'm just saying. She's going to come back. I'm telling you. She's going to cut the 135. The thing is, and Holly Holm is out there. I guess there's a rumor now floating around that maybe those two are going to get it on at, I think, 145.
I like it. Holm looked
Holly
good.
Holm.
Well, Holm just broke her arm or something, right?
Yeah, she broke her arm in the first round, and then she ended up winning by a head kick in
one
of the later rounds.
She's pretty athletic.
She kept setting that up. She kept throwing a, I don't know if she was southpaw or what, but whatever she was throwing a high kick and then following it with a punch from the same side she was throwing the kick from. So, like that.
Oh, yeah. She looks tough. Very athletic, too. So, I'd be interested in that one.
Mm-hmm.
See if they can.
But then you taint a potential contender for Hanahousie.
True.
If one of those two loses. And then who's the other one? Kat Zingano says she's about ready to come back in the summer.
Yep.
So maybe she gets the next title shot. And then there's still this Gina Carano fucking
She's
stuff.
Meeting the UFC supposedly as we speak.
Floating around. She's not going to make 35. You want to talk about...
She'll make 85.
Cyborg has a better chance of making 35 than fucking Carano. Cyborg says she's walking around 165, by the way. Juicy.
Wow. That's big.
Just saying. Juicy.
That's a big bra.
If Cyborg's 65, Carano's 200.
Yeah.
I have no problem with either. I'm just saying, I got a lot of love.
I can
that
tell.
That makes sense. Does that make
I'm not
sense?
Sure what you're saying.
I got a lot of love, Ego.
Good for you, sir.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay.
Should we move right along?
Move along.
Got anything else for...
For news?
Yes.
Not really.
All right.
Let's do it.
Where are we going? Which one?
Let's do the...
Rodrigo.
UFC in Abu Dhabi.
Card's getting thin.
As my...
Beard's getting surly.
Fight Night Nogueira versus Nelson happening on April 11th at Dew Arena in Abu Dhabi.
Okay. Well, they own 10%. I forgot who that was. Is it some prince or something?
The prince owns 10% of the UFC?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're Zuffa. Remember they sold 10% of it?
I don't know. Is that one of those princes
right,
that has like women
flown
in for $100,000 a week and just does whatever he wants? Pours
what?
Like hot chocolate in their assholes.
Nice. Like a fondue.
Yeah. Sucks it out with
be
his
my fountain.
I don't know.
I don't know. If you're going to do that, I'm just going to say, don't use chocolate pudding. Use vanilla.
Why? I don't want to see what's coming out. I want to be a surprise.
No, I'm just saying, if you're ever going to use pudding in a woman's ass, make it vanilla instead of chocolate.
Why?
Chocolate doesn't look right.
I like the chocolate.
I know it tastes better, but it looks like a big shit sandwich. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to lead you down a clean path.
I'm
Bingo.
Fine with that.
See, you're from Germany, aren't you? Is this, what's the name of this porn?
German Scheiße video.
There it is, a Scheiße. God damn it. I knew it.
I still have not seen one, but I've
Is that shit porn?
Yes, Scheiße means shit.
See?
Yeah. Those Germans
smart.
Are fucked up. That's okay.
My dick is gross.
Gotta love him anyways.
For a purpose.
So let's talk about this fight. We got Nogueira versus Nelson, April 11th. The last time a UFC was in Abu Dhabi, it was a major disaster.
That was the Anderson Silva, Damian Maia?
Yeah, and Frankie Edgar and BJ Penn was on that card,
oh,
the controversial
God.
One. So it was a mess, a huge mess.
It was outside, too.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
So let's do this.
All right, we got Antonio.
Big Nog.
Rodrigo Nogueira. He's 34-8-1 with one no contest versus Hoy.
Big country.
Nelson is 20-9. Big Nog. 3 wins by KO, 21 wins by submission. Nelson, 12 wins by KO, 5 wins by submission. So,
what say you, sir?
Well, Big Nog is trending for a win because he's been doing this win-loss shit for... Something like 8 fights.
That long?
Yeah. And the curious thing is that they see report to the mothership.
Twice now.
It always says that.
It keys in on your words.
Yeah,
something's happening.
I don't know. I'm getting scared.
You're right. It's been like 5 years, 6 years that he's been win-loss.
It almost seems like he gets a tough opponent and then they give him a patty cake. Although Frank Mir has always had his number. And... the funny thing was, I didn't remember him fighting Fabricio Werdum, and that was his last fight over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
So I just rewatched that, and he did okay.
He did.
Werdum looked like he gassed himself out a little bit, and that seemed to open the door, but eventually Werdum...
The back door?
Yes, that's the best door. If you're going to come through any door, it's the back door.
Yeah.
He
didn't he get submitted in that thing?
He armbarred him in that one. And for a man who...
Was that from the guard?
He like took his back and then he got it was a belly down armbar.
Okay, gotcha. I forgot that fight too.
I did too. I just rewatched it on okay. UFC Fight Pass.
Cha-ching! Oh, I still haven't looked at that.
Just log in as me.
I need to get the login information. Fuck you, UFC.
Wake. It's a business. It's a business account. Or just buy one. I mean, it's $10. Who gives a shit? But I actually searched out fights and found them.
Good.
Unfortunately, that fight was...
Is that supposed to come to the Xbox? Like,
it should.
The Fight Pass?
Eventually,
where I can go on my,
there.
Console and just do my shit?
Yeah.
And not have to worry about the computer?
Yeah.
I hate the computer. Fuck
the computer. I need to stream everything right to my TVs.
On my balls.
Yes.
I want shit streaming to my balls.
That'd be awesome.
Just be able to look down and there it is.
Yes.
Whatever.
But
you were saying?
So Big Nog hasn't fought in a year. Or it, I think it was April. Yeah, April 2013.
Did he get his arm wrecked in that fight or something? Or?
It looked like it got jacked up.
What happened to him?
And then you think of the Frank Mir fight where he torques his shoulder out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, bank! Oh, no.
Shoulder, or I think he broke, like, which I forgot which arm. Like, this
some
part.
Some shit.
Just below the shoulder blade, like, snapped there from the torque.
It was torque. But, you know, this fight, to me, it can be somewhat reminiscent of him fighting a Frank Mir, where it could be Nelson's fight. And I look at Nelson, and you look back at all his fights, and I think he's coming off of two losses, too, as I think
Correct.
About that.
Cormier and Miocic, both decisions.
Nelson, he either knocks you out in the first round, or he loses a decision.
Yes.
Because if Roy Nelson goes the decision, yeah, I can almost say that, decision, he loses 80% of the time he goes to decision.
That's true.
He's been in 10 decision fights, lost 8 of them.
Yes.
So it's first round knockout or a decision loss for a big country.
I think it's going to go the distance. Both guys haven't shown gas tanks.
It's 5 rounds. I'm going to go with the one thing I want to say about the fight with Big Nog and Verdum, though. Big Nog looked like he lost a step. He's a step slower. So I think the big country right hand is going to sleep him. But I can be surprised because look at Big Nog when he fought Brendan Schaub. Did you think Schaub had a chance? I thought Schaub had
did.
A chance.
Absolutely.
And then he got knocked out. So.
Correct.
I'm taking Big Country first round.
Are you really? Surprising. It's the smart pick. It's the pick that I think makes the most sense. But what one thing that's got me worried is that you know, Big Country, I don't think has looked himself lately. I think, like, I don't know what his deal is.
Well, it's tough, too, because I think he said that it's a 25-hour trip that he was embarking on right now to get from United States to Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
That's right.
How far does Nogueira have to travel from Brazil?
I don't know.
Is he from Brazil right now?
I don't know.
Or maybe from West Coast, like San Diego. I don't know where he trains out of. I think he trains out of Brazil. I'm pretty sure. But, you know, this is weird because this is one of those fights where you're like, okay, you really want to see it hit the ground, right? Because both guys are really tough on the ground. But is it really going to happen? Nobody knows, because every time you have two strengths, they seem to negate each other.
Can I throw another stat at you?
Please.
Roy Nelson has not submitted anybody in 8 years.
Okay. And he also has not lost by submission ever. But
should we just keep throwing stats?
No.
He also hasn't trimmed his beard in 4 years.
Okay. Epic.
I don't know.
And or his belly.
Right.
He tried, but then he gave up. He likes his Burger King too much. But
true.
I feel like Nogueira with the year off maybe has some time to heal, has some time to...
He's 37, too.
I know, but Roy's no spring chicken. Was he like 35, 34?
Yes.
So, what does it say?
Oh, he's 37, too. It's 37 versus
old.
37.
These guys are fucking old.
Jesus Christ. That's so weird.
Doesn't look old.
No.
But, I'm going to go ahead and say that this does not go to decision because neither guy has the gas tank for that.
I think they can't. I think they need to stop it after 3. Just fuck it. You guys are done. We're going to pick a winner.
Yes.
We're going to call it a draw, a Gracie style.
Correct. I feel like Nogueira, this might be his last fight, and I think he has something to prove here. I think here's a guy who probably doesn't want to go out losing, and what better way to win a fight as a Nogueira than to submit somebody like Roy Nelson. I feel like, you know, Roy will definitely rock him at some point with that right hand, but maybe he gets overzealous and tries to get into, like, the guard or get in the half guard.
I like that. What if Roy Nelson goes down and fucking breaks his arm? I don't want to say it, but it's going to happen.
Submits Big Nog?
Yeah.
I think Big Nog is going to pull a little sweep on him and get mount. And
what if is he going to do the electric chair?
No.
Is he going to go Eddie Bravo?
No, no, no. I'm going to go ahead and say he finishes via armbar.
Big Nog's going to finish?
Early in the second round.
Who's winning?
From the mount.
Jesus?
Big Nog.
Okay.
Big Nog from the mount via armbar early second round. He's going to sweep Roy because Roy's going to get excited in the second round. He's probably going to knock him, flash knockdown. But Nogueira's not out of it. He's still in it. Oh, my God.
He's always in the game.
Who's calling this fight anyway? Kenny Florian?
Probably.
Not Joe Rogan, right? Does Joe Rogan fly to Abu Dhabi anymore? He's too good for that. He's too busy. So It's Kenny Florian and what's his face?
Anik,
yeah.
They should have Brian Stan. Come on.
Yeah,
Stan.
He was good too. I liked him.
Great job.
But yeah, I like Nogueira in this. I think he's got a good chance. I really want to see some grappling.
Yeah, you just don't get that anymore. I mean, when you want to see the grappling match between two guys that should have a good match, you get a striking match.
Yeah. Plus Nogueira, like, he has that high like guard sort of.
Nelson does that.
Yeah, I think they both kind of do, so I don't know if the overhand right's going to work that well. And Nelson doesn't really throw kicks or body punches, so I don't know how that's going to work out.
He threw that uppercut.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't he working that in that one
fight? Maybe he'll grind him up against the cage, but Nogueira's all right against the cage. We'll be fine. I hate to say this, but this is going to be a boring fight.
Come on.
I think it's going to be very boring. Sloppy is the right. Sloppy.
Well, the thing is, when you think about, like you were saying, the last time they went to Abu Dhabi, about how shitty of a card that was.
Yeah.
If I'm coming to Abu Dhabi, no fucking way am I bringing Roy Nelson. Nope. If Dana White, like the distaste he has for the Roy Nelson.
They love grappling over there. So these are big decorated grapplers.
Yeah, but Roy's not going to go down.
You might go to Chinatown.
Down to Chinatown.
I don't know.
You're going to take the
I'm
going to
take Big Nog. Yeah, via submission.
Roy Nelson.
In the dose round.
All right, fair enough.
Dose Años round.
The Magic 8-Ball is taking Big Nog.
The Big Nog.
Hey, did I mention we were brought to you by GoDaddy?
No, but I'd love to hear what you have to offer today.
So do I, because I can almost recall every code right now. You can get 295.com with 295.net, 32% off, go 32 off 6, and 50% off of hosting with 50 host 2. And if I'm wrong, I'll post it up there. Hey, do you also know we're brought to you by Defense Soap?
DefenseSoap.com, where you can save 15% off your order using code MMANUTS. Go to their website and use the code and, you know, save 15%.
That's right. Don't be a bitch.
Yeah.
Save 15%.
Stay clean, motherfuckers. It's awesome.
All right.
Hang on.
Did I mention we were brought to you by Honest?
Are you still going?
I'm trying.
No, you did not.
This is knocking ball out right now.
Go ahead.
How much do we save at Honest?
Honest.com/MMANUTS save 10%.
I think it's 10. I don't even know anymore.
It's too many percent.
Too many sponsors.
10%. It's 10% off your entire order.
Honest.com/MMANUTS.
I just got an Honest kettlebell.
Yes.
It's stellar. They got the wide grip. It's very comfortable.
You know about wide grip.
Yeah, it is.
And then you'll get the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip by using the Onnit wide grip.
Correct. And it's good stuff. You can use it for that. You can also use their supplements. They have
watch yourself. I see a money shot. If I get it, if you get in his mouth.
Oh. Not even close.
No. I gotta aim more towards you.
Cover myself. Oh.
Sorry, I hit you. If you could get it in his mouth, that's like $100 shot.
I can't do it.
One day ago. Terrible. One day. What happens when you bounce?
Yes.
Shit. Anyway.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
The kettlebell.
10% off on it.com/MMANUTS. They have a lot of good shit. Just buy it.
Yes.
Fuck off.
All right.
All right. Let's do this. UFC Fight Night, Bisping versus Kennedy, happening on April 16th at Colisée Pepsi in Quebec City, Quebec, Canada.
Jeez, awesome.
It's a mouthful. That's also the Ultimate Fighter.
Finale?
Like,
have you been watching any?
What's it called?
Nations?
Nations, yeah. I was watching, then I stopped. I don't know. It's lost its... It's boring, man. I mean, it looks like Canada wiped the floor with everybody, though, somehow.
Really?
They kind of dominated or something.
But goddamn poutine.
Yeah.
Poutine for the win, Ingo.
I would love some poutine right now.
Never had it.
Because I need some.
Well, how's it go? French fries, cheese curds, and
French
gravy.
Fries, gravy with cheese curds. It's fucking delicious. Just eat that shit up. It's perfect after bar food.
We need to make some. Gluten-free.
I believe that, well, poutine, gravy's
the gravy
flour.
Is loaded, but I have gluten-free gravies.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's all it is, but I'm sure gluten-free poutine. Let's check it out. The cheese curds are gluten-free, maybe. I don't know. Delicious, though. It makes my mouth water just thinking about it. I'm going to put some in my mouth right now.
I'm sure it's not meat you're thinking of?
That, too.
Okay.
I'll take both.
Double check.
All right, so let's do this.
We got Michael.
Look out!
Bisping is 25-5. Versus Tim, Ringer Up Kennedy's. He's 17-4. Bisping, 14 wins by KO or TKO in
yes.
this case. 4 by submission. Kennedy, 6 wins by KO, 8 by sub. What do you see going on here?
This fight is interesting. There's been a lot of shit talking between both sides.
I've heard nothing.
You've heard nothing?
Yeah.
They're on Twitter being cunty. I don't know. Whatever. Bisping's doing his thing. He's probably going to spit on people. This is like truly...
He should fucking Hannibal Lecter someone and fucking just like beat up. Check off or wait, him. That wasn't Lecter. It was one of his cellmates. Boom, beating off. And,
disgusting. Yeah. But, you know, it's weird because we got Bisping coming off with the eye injury, right?
Yeah, detached retina. It's funny how people in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks or something.
Yes.
Talk a lot of shit on Alan Belcher.
Yep.
I still hold that grudge. A little bit.
And you got Kennedy, who's been looking pretty good of late.
Yes.
Yes.
Hodger Gracie. I think that was his breakout.
Coming out party. Who did he fight last? My brain is...
Oh, Rafael Natal.
Natal, that's it.
But I thought Natal took it on short notice. I could be wrong.
He did, but that's okay.
That's neither here nor there. Kennedy won.
This fight reminds me a lot of the Luke Rockhold fight that Kennedy had in Strikeforce. A lot of people don't give Bisping credit. Like, they say he's got pillow fist. They say all this and that about him, but the guy's got ridiculous cardio. He's volume.
It's a 5-round.
It's a 5-round fight. I mean, he can bring it, and he's a pressure guy. Yeah, he had some rough fights, you know, in there against Vanderlei Silva and Dan Henderson. But Kennedy is not a threat like that with big strikes and big punching. Kennedy's a volume cardio guy, too. And I just don't think you can out-cardio Bisping. I really don't. I think the guy's, you know, balls to the wall. And I think Kennedy's going to find himself in deep water around the third round. And he might actually gas Kennedy out. And I feel like Bisping wins via TKO.
He wins.
Scheiße! There's my German coming out. He wins via TKO early in the fourth. I think it's just too much. Too much. And I really want to see Bisping fight for the title. I really do. I think it's a long time coming.
I like where you're going with
Here's his chance. I mean, Anderson Silva was up there for so long. Now is his chance.
Oh, fuck. I still want him to fight Anderson Silva.
Yeah, it could happen.
Anderson Silva, get back.
That would be a please Anderson fight versus Bisping yes. for the title shot. I love it. Do it.
Done.
But
Joe Silva, make it happen.
I like Bisping via, TKO, fourth round. What did you say?
I'm kind of torn on this because you know I have an affliction for the Michael Bisping. Not a fan. There's a level of respect you need to have in MMA. This man does not have it.
I agree.
But that being said, I think I have to just pick up against him on principle. But when I look at this fight, you want to look at Kennedy and his wrestling. Granted, his credentials are not probably as good as Chael Sonnen, and I watched a little bit of that Chael Sonnen versus Michael Bisping fight, and Sonnen, had his way with him in the wrestling department. And I remember there was a point where Bisping tried to take Sonnen down, and it's not going to work. It didn't work. So, if this was a 3-round fight, I like Kennedy's chances a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
Because I've seen him times, he's fought 5 rounds twice, and it was it Souza and Rockhold, I think. And he is a fucking big dude. And I think in the longer fight, I give the advantage to Bisping. If it was a 3-round, I could possibly take Kennedy, but you know what? Just on principle, I'm going to pick against Bisping. Fuck that guy. Fuck him, Ingo. Tim Kennedy.
Fuck Bisping.
Tim Kennedy. Split decision?
Wow.
Because how can I justify how is Kennedy going to beat him?
Can you justify your love?
Yeah, every
like
day.
Like Madonna?
Justify my
love. Remember that video?
Yes. Justify my love. Uh-huh. There's a Saturday Night Live skit.
There is. Wayne.
It's in black and white.
Yes.
I could see Dana Carvey as Garth doing something.
Wayne and Garth.
Oh, he's on the bed.
Yes.
It's all good. Those are the glory days.
They were.
I miss those days.
Mm-hmm. So, Kennedy via decision? Split decision?
Nah, I need something more controversial. Kennedy, Bisping, Dan Henderson.
And Henderson via knockout?
Second round, KO.
Okay.
Forearm shiver. You heard it here first. I had Bisping written. I'm taking Kennedy. Fuck everybody.
Okay.
Magic 8-ball. Signs point to yes for Michael Bisping.
The count.
Bisping. Fine. Astronauts being brought to you by nobody.
Yeah.
All right, first question. What's up for stakes? A t-shirt that I'll forget to pick a winner every time.
I got
time.
You, man. Don't worry.
Thank you. I'm with you. Ruben Allen Andrade. If you were to have a big-ass head, would you rather have a Tito Ortiz head or a Rampage Jackson head?
I already have a big-ass head, so I'm all set in that department.
I don't have a Tito Ortiz. I think I'm going to go Rampage Jackson head.
Okay. I didn't think his head was that big. Was it big?
No. Tito's is big. And Tito, I want a Tito man. Head. Yeah. I want the biggest.
He's got
in the
a
back.
Big melon, man. That guy.
Yeah. All good. Stuart Harrison. UFC 173 pay-per-view buys. Over or under 200,000?
Over.
Yeah, I think
well it, over. Double
I think it's a standard. You're gonna at least 300 as a min,
mm-hmm.
And that one looks it looks like
pretty
a pretty good
solid.
Card. Yep. Donald Rubagalga.
Rumsfeld.
Oh, fuck you, last name up. Deal with it. Do you think Cyborg could make 135 if he/she had his/her penis removed? Just kidding, but seriously though. Yes.
I think she could.
She'd make 135.
She's got to work her way down and lean up.
She says she weighs 65, but goddamn, look at, who's it? Glusson, what's the fuck is that?
Glusson Tebow?
Thank you. Well, how much is that motherfucker
225
weigh?
Pounds.
He's cutting down to 55. Look at Anthony Rumble Johnson. Granted, that wasn't the healthiest, but he was like 230 cutting to 170.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
But he was a fat 230. He wasn't a ripped 230.
Yes.
That's like asking Overeem to go to 205.
He could do it.
Not now.
Well, he used to fight there.
Yes.
Because I think he used to float in that 220 range, yeah. And then all of a sudden eats the horse meat and he's 265.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. Yes, she can make it. Ryan Smith, how serious do you think the Gino Carano rumors are?
I think it's all bullshit. It's never going to happen.
Hype. 4 years out. I would like to see her come back, but again, if you're going to have someone that's been out for that long, give her a couple fights. And just if I'm the UFC, I make the 45-pound women's division.
Why not? You got plenty of fighters to do
it. Yes. Bigger, better. That's all I'm saying. Bigger, better.
They need you know, more people fighting just anyways.
Because then you can easily bring the Cyborg in.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't want to have Rousey fight Cyborg, then fuck it. Just have two different weight classes. And let her reign supreme in one and Ronda reign supreme in the other. And then you keep talking about this super fight for 3 years that never happens. Anderson Silva, GSP, Anderson Silva, John Jones, fucking Anthony Pettis, Jose Aldo. I mean, fuck. You can have fun with that. So.
Oh, yeah.
And then follow up. Would you rather see Ronda versus Gina, Ronda versus Cyroids or Cyborg, or Ronda versus Home, or Ronda versus Cat?
I like Ronda versus Home. I don't care. Let her fight them all.
Yeah, fuck it. Ryan Smith follow-up. With all the changes to UFC 173 with Barreau versus Dillashaw, JDS versus Miocic, Lawler versus Ellenberger, do you think the card as a whole got better?
I like it. We were just looking at it, weren't we? So, I mean, I'm happy with what's going on. So, looks good.
And he says, by the way, I hope you guys do consider going to UFC 175 in the tough finale. I know Ingo would love to see BJ Penn fight again in person.
Oh, yes. Where is that?
That's the one in Vegas. Remember, there was the two fights.
Oh,
that
yeah, yeah. July 4th.
We got
to
look at that.
I got to talk to, you know,
yeah.
People.
We got to look at that.
About that one.
Eric West, he says, LOL. One UFC fighter you think you'd have the best chance of beating, or at least putting up somewhat of a fight against?
One of the females. Who's the worst female? Who's the lowest on the totem pole on the female?
I don't know.
Freaking Felice Herrig.
Oh.
Except she was
fucking 115 pounds.
Murder me. Yeah, but it's fine as long as I can grab her.
You know, I think about, I want to bring people out of retirement, though. I'd like to fight, like, if I'm going to go out, I want to fight a Chris Leben. I'm going to fight a guy. We're just going to fucking stand and trade.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to get knocked out.
That's
but
crazy.
He ain't going to move away from my punches. He might be about the same speed.
Crazy.
Chris Lytle, that would be a fun one. And just let's keep it standing, brother. Just don't take me down because you're going to submit the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I have a better chance standing.
Never mind, yeah.
I want to go through each weight division. This could be fun. We don't want to fight a heavyweight. Who's going to kick my ass?
I thought you said Overeem.
Oof. Matt doesn't want to fight the Overeem. Matt's going to...
fight anybody.
Matt has, well, I have no chance. I'm just trying to think, where is my best possibility?
Stefan Struve, he has a heart condition.
Do I get to bring a baseball bat? I'm still losing.
No.
I'm still losing. I bring people out of retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't see any good at heavyweight. 205? Oh, I'd like to fight Rampage. I know I'm going to get my ass kicked, but I'm going to leg kick him. I'm going to leg kick him and probably get knocked out before I even get my first leg kick off.
You can hit him once, maybe.
With one leg kick. Because you know he's going to come right at me. And he's just going to start hooking and ducking. But that leg kick's there all day. If you want to throw it, he ain't checking it.
Nope.
But he scares me. So I would like to fight him. Because if somebody scares me, I want to fight him.
Okay.
Fuck it. I want to fight over him, too.
Do it.
He scares me.
I'm not doing
it. I'm getting knocked the fuck out.
The amount of pain that would cause is not worth
it. But I'm not picking the person I have the best chance against. I'm picking out the fight that's going to get me either killed and or maimed.
Get you killed.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
But see, that's my problem. I'm one of those guys who would rather go out on the Shield and put on a great fight for the fans than fucking do a GSP on you and take you down and hold you.
Oh, GSP. He won't hurt me.
He will just systematically hold you down. Jake Shields.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one.
Well, he'll submit you for sure.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get hurt. Probably not.
Maybe not. Mm. Interesting question.
Voice greasy. What? Kyle Gibbs, which nuts do I have to suck to get that damn free shirt?
Your own. Send us a picture, fucker.
Yep. Winner of the t-shirt, Eric West. I like that. Who do you think you have the best chance of beating?
I'm with you. I agree.
I don't know if I have another slide, and if we go right back. Ooh, my stomach said, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
The knowledge. So did you see this picture that's been circulating the internet?
Of?
It's like when a woman goes to get a Brazilian wax, they have a little tablet that's like a designer beaver, and they have vajazzles so you can bling your thing.
Did not see that.
Like, ooh, there's like that little tablet designer beaver.
What?
Yeah. And then you get your vajazzle.
Okay. You can have little rubies installed.
Yeah,
or
I forgot what they call those things.
That's wacky. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I'd be concerned
if I got
down there and I'm like, what is that? Who is looking at this?
Why are you bedazzling? If that's what those bedazzle.
Who's looking at this besides me that you need to dress it up in that fashion?
You're fucking fucked up. I've never seen shit like that. I don't think I would ever want to see shit like that. I saw a chick that had a fucking tattoo on her titties once. Yeah.
What did it say?
No, I don't remember what it was. I never saw them in the light.
Probably a good thing.
It always is good. Lights off. Lights off, Ingo. That's it. Shows down.
I got no knowledge.
Game of Thrones. Everyone's going to die tonight.
Yes.
Fucking, they're gonna end it all. Fucking, you thought there was gonna be a season 5, 6, 7.
Psych.
Fuck it. Tonight, everyone's gonna get wildfired.
Yes.
Yes.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigelt.
Matt Griffith.
See you next time.
Thanks for playing
Game of Thrones.